fascism possible here? Fascism. The very word evokes dark, menacing images of troops marching in lockstep in support of a terrible, malevolent ideology. In a word, it suggests the followers of Mussolini in Italy or Hitler in Germany. To most of us, its very mention suggests its foreign nature, its otherness. Therein lies its danger. For because it is seen as a foreign ideology, the inevitable idea arises, it can't happen here. Those who say this either don't know or don't want to know American history. They prefer the safe myths to the ugly truths of how this country came to be what it is. What is fascism? In short, it is the merger of state and corporate interests. What is totalitarianism? On April 23, 1976, the U.S. Congress issued its final select committee report, which charged, "We have seen segments of our government adopt tactics unworthy of a democracy, and occasionally reminiscent of the tactics of totalitarian regimes." The chief investigative branch of the federal government, FBI, which was charged by law with investigating crimes and preventing criminal conduct, itself engaged in lawless tactics and responded to a deep-seated social problem by fomenting violence and unrest. 6 months earlier, then-Senator Walter Mondale would make similar comments as he opened hearings into the COINTELPRO revelations. On November 19, 1975, he stated, "Yesterday, this committee heard some of the most disturbing testimony that can be imagined in a free society. We heard evidence that for decades, the institutions designed to enforce the laws and constitution of our country have been engaging in conduct that violates the law and the constitution. We heard that the FBI, which is part of the Department of Justice, took justice into its own hands by seeking to punish those with unpopular ideas. We learned that the chief law enforcement agency in the federal government decided that it did not need laws to investigate and suppress the peaceful and constitutional activities of those whom it disapproved." Senator Mondale added on the floor of the Senate, "We heard testimony that the FBI, to protect the country against those it believed had totalitarian political views, employed the tactics of totalitarian societies against American citizens. We heard that the FBI attempted to destroy one of our greatest leaders in the field of civil rights." Here he refers to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. "And then replace him with someone of the FBI's choosing. The state waged war against its own alleged citizens with impunity." But now, years after those hearings, thanks to the cleverly named U.S. Patriot Act, what was illegal during the COINTELPRO era is legal today. People who have opposed the Iraq War or other actions of the Bush regime have been beaten, pepper sprayed, framed, jailed, and tortured in Los Angeles, New York City, Philadelphia, and beyond for following their alleged rights under the First Amendment. They have been caged and corralled into so-called free speech zones, which almost literally begs the question, if cages are free speech zones, what do you call the huge tracts of land and air that are outside those cages? Non-free speech zones? And virtually every judge who has been asked to protect the people's rights to protest and assemble over the cops' right to cage and repress has gone the cops' way. Fascism, the merger of state and corporate power, has made the struggle of workers for an eight-hour day, for the right to unionize, for vacation days, for collective bargaining, one stained with the blood of thousands of martyrs, martyrs for labor, like many of the members of the industrial workers of the world, known as the Wobblies. They were beaten, thrown off trains, jailed by the dozens, framed and slain for defending workers' rights. Fascism is more than a funny-sounding word. It has dyed deep into the fabric of American life and creeps forward today under cover of law. For Free Speech Radio News, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.